Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Is there something brewing right now with the Dallas Mavericks during this trade deadline, Kevin?
Oh, my God.
Brad Townsend reporting. And Brad Townsend's one of the goods, by the way, over at the Dallas Morning News.
Oh.
You see this?
I see this.
Kevin, the Mavs are departing for D.C. You know what that is?
It's comics.
It's where the government is run.
Do they know they can't get Bradley Beal right now?
Donnie Nelson had planned to be on the flight unless trade potential or important business prevented it. Brad Townsend says that Donnie Nelson is, he's told, Donnie Nelson is not on that flight.
Oh.
Which doesn't necessarily mean that there is something brewing, but maybe, definitely opens the question.
Maybe he saw that Giannis's contract is the most tradable in the NBA.
It is the most tradable. I mean, it's going to cost you a little bit to get Giannis, right?
Come on.
If you say like a king's ransom, like that's I still think that's underselling it. Mm-hmm. However,
that's the Buddy Hield price.
Just the simple fact that that Donnie Nelson is not on that flight is enough to kind of. I love keeping tracks
goodness.
Of flights, Kevin. Because that's always
a weird hobby.
That's always very important.
Arrivals and departures are his jam.
By the way, Memphis has the right to trade the least favorable of Dallas's and Miami's second round picks in 2023 for Houston's second round pick in 2023 from the trade that included Jordan Bell.
Catch the fever.
So there you go. We will keep you in touch with everything that's going on. I did have a question, Kevin. We're going to get into this Kobe thing in just a minute. All right. I promise you we will.
We need to get to it.
But not getting Andre Iguodala last night. And
it was disappointing.
Because that provided you a defender and a guy that can provide offense and rebounding. And the Mavericks could, I mean, like, they could benefit.
Also some more veteran presence.
Playoff presence.
Yeah.
Championship presence.
Yeah, I was down with all of that. So I was disappointed for sure.
But is this a locker room that needs that voice? Or is this a locker room that's like, hey, you know what? Let's watch these voices grow.
And that's fair. I don't think it needed that voice, but I also think like somebody with that championship pedigree in Iggy, I'm not inclined to turn that down.
Yeah.
No, I don't think you needed it.
So I think there were a lot of people that really kind of, because we haven't seen Iggy play most of the season too.
Sure.
Actually all of this season, because he's been like, I'm not playing with the Grizzlies. Then the Grizzlies came in and whooped the Mavericks last night, offensively just destroyed them. And so I think there were a lot of people that were kind of like, oh man, what could we actually get? I mean, can you imagine having a guy with that caliber on the team? He's aging. He got a 2-year extension. And I don't know if the Mavericks, because it was the second round pick they were offering up. Yeah. I just don't know that the deal that, they got a better deal, right?
And as along those lines, somebody on the fan texted in if you could make a run at Kyle Kuzma with the Lakers. Supposedly the Lakers would consider that. Well, one of the things is the Lakers were involved in talks with the Knicks going after Marcus Morris. I don't think you have any assets as appealing as Marcus Morris. And so they like held firm. They said, if you don't include Marcus Morris, there's no way. And so I don't think so.
The thing I love about the Mavericks is they play a lot of things extremely close to the vest.
That's true.
And a lot of these trade discussions and talks, if it's getting leaked, it's not from the Mavericks.
Sure.
Because usually, like, even look at Kristaps' deal last year. How shocked were we all that it was about to happen? And it happened just like that. Look at the deal to move up to get Luka. How shocked were we that that was about to happen? And all of a sudden, bam, it happened just like that. Like, the Mavericks, if something gets done in the next hour and a half, It will be a moment where you're just like, bam, awesome. Even the Willie Cauley-Stein thing, we were interested in it,
sure.
But there weren't any sources discussing something like that. It was a lot of speculation. So we'll keep an eye on everything that's going on there. Kevin, there is a very interesting story, though, and I know this is in the Washington Post. Here is the story from KOMO News. The principal of Camas High School is now on paid administrative leave over a controversial post she put on her personal Facebook page about Kobe. The post suggested that the late NBA superstar who died in a helicopter crash with his daughter deserved to die. The principal, Lisa Sikora, wrote in her post, "Not gonna lie, seems to me that karma caught up with a rapist today."
Wow.
She deleted that post after an hour and apologized on Monday.
Fake apology.
Calling the message inappropriate and tasteless.
But not wrong.
Never said it was wrong.
Which is interesting.
Her post was a... She told the KATU-TV her post was a visceral reaction based on personal experience.
Huh.
And she... Actually, they did say in the story she admits it was wrong.
Okay.
And then, quote, she said, "I'm embarrassed that I made such a poor decision and let down my students. I am hopeful that my regret will garner me some trust moving forward." She's now on paid administrative leave while the district conducts an investigation into, you know, what happened and talks to stakeholders, blah, 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 all that stuff. They got to do an investigation and find out
she's
going to
get
story.
Fired.
And then they said, "I think it's fair to question, right, that we would need to consider," and that's kind of what they're working for, is to see what her future is going to be. It's a challenging situation, but they're going to take it day by day.
My prediction is that she gets fired. So, what I really wanted to talk about here, what I wanted to get y'all's thoughts on, Autoflex Leasing Fantex, 877-881-1053, are you okay with the repercussions that come along with the free speech you have? Because free speech does not mean that you're repercussion free.
Can I throw something else in
you
there?
You just have to say "with all due respect" first.
Yeah, Shippy's right. I want to add one other thing. The students of her school planned a walkout during to protest her actions.
Wow.
And the plans were canceled later that day after she was placed on leave.
And the thing where, like, I mean, there's multiple instances where you can say this went too far, but there were threats made against the principal and threats made against the school. Well, I mean, first of all, that's insane to threaten a school where all those people who had like nothing to do with any of this are. And I also think it's mentally unstable to make a threat against a person because they said a thing. And even if you think it's an awful, awful thing, I'm not defending what she said. I think it's weird when people make death threats against other people. And we talked about this before. When our whole cycling thing came up about 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, we got multiple death threats, not only for us, but for our kids. Mm-hmm. I was like, what the hell is wrong with you people? And so I'm curious, like, what do you think is a proper repercussion when you throw something out there? Because free speech only means you won't be thrown in jail. It does not mean that you won't lose advertisers or your job or whatever. But, like, what do you think is appropriate? Like, if she goes on paid leave or eventually goes on unpaid leave and then comes back, is that appropriate? If she loses her job, is that appropriate? Like, how do you determine what the correct balance is for people who some people determine speak out of turn?
I'm also, Kevin, I think that that not everybody understands a victim's perspective on things.
Because when she said personal, do you think it's possible that she either suffered from sexual assault or rape, and so what she took from it is, why is the culture celebrating somebody who she equates to the same person that did that to her?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, and that's the, listen, I don't think that either you or me or Shippy disagrees that this discussion here is going to have a lot of sides you can take on it. But I think one of the things is we all want to be able to know when the opportunity is to say something, when not. And we feel very comfortable when we comment about things on social media because I can just throw it out there and put my phone down and walk off. And you know what? If I never want to see it again, I don't have to look at it. I can delete the app, right? And never have to see it again. But if I say it to somebody's face, now I'm going to have this. But here's the thing about social media and rooms, any room you walk into, every person in that room's had different experiences with things. And so to try and say that everybody has to have the same thought on what an experience is,
sure,
it's not going to happen. But I will say this. There are times, and my wife's very sensitive to a lot of different things. You just got to know your audience, right? And we have to know our audience when we talk on air, that there are certain things that we say and certain things that we don't. I think you really have to know your audience. And if you're a principal at a school, you have to know that even if you had a personal incident like that happen, your audience isn't going to look at it the same way if you put it out there. So I understand, Kevin, you bringing up the topic of how people should be, you know, what should be justified and what shouldn't. But, man, each audience is going to be different, right? And how you sway that audience to believe you or to be on your side is going to be different as well.
This feedback is fascinating to me. So in case you missed it, there is a principal in Washington who, after Kobe Bryant died, she put a post on her personal Facebook and said she saw it as a, quote, act of karma catching up with a rapist. She deleted it within an hour. Students threatened to walk out. There was death threats made to her and to the school, and she's on paid administrative leave, which I get the sense is probably step one of getting her out of there. So, the 903, I'm okay with firing or suspended. These are inappropriate and stupid. From the 817, this is exactly why people don't want to teach anymore. They get no respect, they're underpaid, and they can't speak their own opinion. And then from the 214,
hold on. Do teachers need to speak their own opinion?
I don't necessarily think need, but then the question becomes, should they be prevented from speaking their own opinion?
But like what I want from a teacher is I want them to take the curriculum.
Sure.
Apply it appropriately.
Sure.
And provide the opportunity of growth for my kid. I also am not sending my kid, though, to school to learn your life and the way you do things.
And wouldn't the argument be none of this took place in the school?
I agree.
So, like, I'm not saying that what she said was just fine. We're not even getting into that part of the conversation. What I'm saying is the argument would be made, none of that came into the classroom, although the counterargument to that would be everything you do on social media can make its way into the classroom, which is why I'm intrigued.
Yeah, once it was out there in the public.
It's in the classroom.
Because her students were threatening to walk out.
Yes. From the 214, and this speaks to the walkout. We should judge this the same way we judge everything else. How big of a stink does society make about it? That's how something is decided, and that's how you judge the punishment. That's an amazing insight, and I agree with that a lot. It is really weird the things that we determine are okay and not okay. You know, like, remember, like, go back to Ray Rice. There was all kinds of rumblings that he had hit his fiance, and people were like, oh, you know, like, it seemed like there was some gray area there for some people. Then the second a video came out, everyone was like, this is the worst thing that's ever happened. But you didn't take the woman's word for it before, or the police report or anything. But once you saw the video, everyone changed their perspective because society then determined that they would care. Society has now determined about this that they care. That's why I think she's going to lose her job.
Yeah. And, I, Kevin, somebody did say they're public servants, right? So as a servant to the public gets to decide.
Sure.
In an instant like this. So for me personally, Kevin, I think that if you really can filter what you put on social media.
Sure.
You don't have to put everything out there. And if you feel a certain way, like, was that a message to a friend? Text it to your friend.
Yeah.
Was that a message to the world? Then you sent that message. Clearly, she felt like she did it, like what she did was wrong.
I don't think she did. I don't believe that.
The reason she deleted it was because she felt like...
I don't believe that.
And Kevin,
well, the school district told her to leave.
Kevin, what I'm saying, though, is wrong can mean in any sense of I'm about to lose my job because people are telling me I'm about to lose my job.
And even outside of just the what she said about Kobe, it's really just insensitive to the other eight people that were involved in the crash.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what did those people, you know, like, what did Gianna have to do with any of that? You know, there's, and I understand people's different beliefs on karma and things like
really
that.
Really good point,
but,
Shippy.
But there's no reason, what do you gain by putting this out into the public, into the world, where it can be tracked to you? You brought up earlier, you know, you can say things on social media or you can say something to somebody's face. Well, if you say to somebody's face, there's no way that the public in today's world is going to be able to either misconstrue your words or whatever. And so I don't know if it was for the likes or for the just to be the shock jock or, you know, be the one person who pushes against Kobe on social media.
Can I just say, I don't think it was for the shock jock perspective, because she said something where she said, from my own personal opinion.
Okay, I missed that part.
So what I think is, and this is a theory, I don't know this for sure, but when she dropped that in, I would guess that she was either raped or a victim of sexual assault. And so she thought she was pushing against the system where she does not feel like maybe that person in particular was punished or Kobe is representative of all of that culture or whatever.
And that's totally fair.
That's my guess.
Right.
I don't know that 100% though.
Yeah, but still, to me, it just rubbed me the wrong way for her to just kind of disrespect everybody else involved who, you know, we don't know their personal lives or whatever, but from a public's perspective, there's no reason that they should have been involved in that.
I do want to do one thing, and Sean Sharif just tweeted out a big story about the ratings here at the station. Station's killing it, man, and it's because the Tolos are amazing.
This isn't going to get him put on an administrative leave, is it?
Maybe, probably.
What?
But I think, like, what we just saw in the fan text and the conversation, we always try to invite people to the table. Come sit down, let's talk about it. And we want to hear other people's experience. We want to hear other people's thoughts and approaches to life, because those experiences help shed light on why we think the way we do. The Tolos today, right here in this very difficult conversation, I thought shared some great stuff, and that's the reason that we love doing this job.